Hey, family. Well, this is Miss Sharon, and I wanted to come on for just a few minutes and just let you know that God is truly, truly, really, really, truly good. And I just wanted to encourage some people and let you know that when you don't know how it's going to happen and when you don't know where it's going to come from, there is a wonderful, fantastic daddy that you have that you can count on, that you can make some stuff happen with. So I just wanted to let you know that I appreciate my family, my biological family, my extended family. I appreciate everybody, but I wanted to come on for a few seconds just to let you know two things. The first thing I want to let you know that being self-conscious about things that you do is a good thing. You want to make sure that you are doing things in integrity. And what do I mean by that? I mean, you want to make sure that if you tell somebody that you're going to do something, go ahead and make sure you're very intentional about getting it done. Now, it doesn't mean that you'll always be able to do what you say, but keeping your integrity is being able to communicate when your promise changes. So when your promise changes, you just say, I told you I was going to do this. I'm not able to do that, but I like to make a new promise. So raise your level of integrity in 2023. Also, the second thing I wanted to let you know is that you want to be intentional about being kind and loving to everyone, even the people that you really dislike the most. Those are the ones you want to target. So make a list of everybody you can't stand. And I mean, like if they was walking down the street, you walk down the other side. I mean, those kind of folks in your life, okay? People that you don't talk to, you don't call, and you don't want them to call you, okay? I want you to write their names on a list. And I want you to be intentional about calling them and apologizing to them and letting them know that you're choosing kindness for 2023 and you're sorry for the unkind things you may have said or done in the past, and you want to start anew and see what happens in your life. See how many relationships you rebuild. And even if they're not receptive, you are going to feel good on the inside because you did what you were supposed to do. So I just wanted to share those two things with you. I didn't have much. I was just sitting here in my beautiful home and I was looking at what God has done in my life within the last few months, which has been phenomenal. And I was like, wow, the one thing that I'm intentional about is trying to keep my word. And again, I'm not perfect in doing it, but I am trying my best this year to not commit to anything that I don't think I can make good on. That's the first thing. Don't be a yes when you are clearly a no. And also make sure that when you do make a promise, that you keep it. And if the promise changes due to unforeseen circumstances, you want to make sure that you call or talk to the person, text them, let them know, hey, I said I was going to come to your party. I'm not able to make it. And I do want to celebrate you. So here's my new promise. So make sure you're more intentional in 2023. It's going to be a phenomenal year as long as you raise your level of integrity and change your focus from people to the God and make sure that you're interested in pleasing the Lord instead of people. I promise you, your life will change. It's done it for me, and I know God will do it for you. So I want you to have a good night. Please take care of yourself. I'm telling you, there's so many different variants of the flu out here today. If you're not careful, it will have you up for a couple of weeks, okay? I actually had my whole entire voice taken from me. Just got it back a week ago. So just know that you got to still wear your mask. I mean, even though it's not on TV, and even though they're not publicizing it to bring fear and have people paranoid, COVID hasn't gone nowhere. And it's flu season. And this weather, just cause it's warm, y'all put your shorts up. Can you put your shorts up? Don't bring your shorts out. I saw four people today with shorts on. Of course, they were, other folk, but put your shorts up. Make sure that you bundle up. And when that wind is blowing, make sure you got something on your head. Be like your grandma. Cover your chest up and put something on your head. So that's just my little tidbit for the night. I'm gonna be more intentional about getting on Facebook and talking with you. But my sister talked with me tonight and she said, Sharon, while God has given you some peace, like right now, there's no one that I have that's distracting me right now in, on any level. So I need to be more intentional about what God wants me to do in my life coaching business. So I told her I would start getting back on lives and start sharing whatever thus saith the Lord and gifts for me to share. So I just want to let you know, thank you for loving me. Thank you for your support. Thank you for all the encouraging calls. Thank you for people who just, when they see you, they get the biggest hug in the world. And thank you for, just sending good energy my way. And I'm gonna do the same for you. So if anybody is having some hard times, or you have some family members that may have found out they have cancer, or there's something going on, I want to pray for you right now, okay? Heavenly Father, we come to you right now, Jesus, on bended knee and an open heart and an open mind. God, we want to make sure that we are doing whatever your will is. And Lord, we want you to, our will, your will to be done in our lives. But we know that we have to be real with you. We know we have to follow your commandments. We know that, there are some things that we need to do in our lives to kind of make things better. But Lord, I want you to forgive us for our sins. Forgive us for our trespasses and those who trespass against us. Lord, I want you right now to just touch everyone who has an ailment or a sickness, a cold, a sniffle, cancer, diabetes, whatever they're dealing with in their body right now, God. I want you to just touch them and heal them. Give them peace. Give them a good feeling. Give them whatever they desire in their heart right now. And if they can just speak what they want about it right now. Speak your healing right now out of your mouth. What do you want about your healing? Speak it right now because God is listening. Because when two or more get together, He is in the midst. And Lord, we want to thank you right now for what we do have. We want to thank you for a roof over our heads. We want to thank you for transportation. We want to thank you for water coming out of our speakers. We want to thank you for the lights cutting on. We want to thank you for the heat being on. We want to thank you for a job if we have one. We want to thank you for the job that's coming if we don't have one. Lord, we want to thank you for our kids, our children, our grandchildren. Lord, we just want to thank you for the fact that you made us in your image, and we could have been a snake, a rat, or a roach, but we were not. We were made in the image of you, God. And that alone lets us know that we were set apart, that we are blessed, and we were ordained to be rulers over this earth. God, help us change our mind about who we are. Help us just know that we are special to you and that you're right here listening to us right now. In the name of Jesus, just give yourself some grace. Don't be hard on yourself. Don't criticize yourself. The Lord has already died on the cross for your sins. Just accept the fact that He has already forgiven you and you forgive you so that you can move on with your life in grace. Amen. All right, guys. So that's a little prayer for you. Just know we love you. Know that there's nothing in the world that you can't do. Put your mind to it and put your work to it so that you can do it. And we'll talk to you soon, okay? I just wanted to share something with you. Bye.